This podcast is an audio version of the MongoDB TV live streams we do. It's been edited down for audio only for the podcast. If you want to have access to the full conversation, go to our YouTube channel.
Welcome to MongoDB TV. It's great to have you join us. I'm Shane McAllister. I'm on the developer relations team here at MongoDB. Today, very welcome to all new viewers. It's great to have you. For returning viewers, it's great to have you back. Today's show is all about using AI in retail for intelligent pricing, leveraging MongoDB and Google's Vertex AI. And I'm really thrilled to have Rodrigo Leal, Principal Industry Solutions at MongoDB, with us today to explore how cutting-edge technologies such as AI-driven dynamic pricing are revolutionizing the retail landscape. So from boosting revenues or enhancing customer experiences, we're going to uncover how AI is transforming the way retail operators work with customers in real time. So as we get ready for this insightful session with all of the insights and the live demo at the end, get ready to jump into the world of retail revolution with Rodrigo. Rodrigo, very welcome to MongoDB TV.
Many thanks, Shane. It's wonderful to be on your show today. Many thanks for inviting me.
Not at all. It's always good to have guests. It's great to have people who are the experts. I sit my job here as the host, and I love to learn from new things. And I've seen some of your presentation, and it's super exciting. But before we get into the meat of today's presentation, Rodrigo, I'd love to know where, you know, your background, where you've come from. You know, what did you study? What companies have you been here leading all the way up to MongoDB? And also, you know, what your day-to-day role here is in MongoDB?
Sure thing, Shane. Many thanks. And hello, everyone. My name is Rodrigo Leal. I'm being with MongoDB for almost 4 months now. But going back a little while, well, since I can remember, I always loved to play and tinker with computers. So that led the way for me to do a major in computer science back in yesterday. And afterwards, I began, well, once I got out of college, I had the opportunity to begin working with business intelligence. Back then, It was all trendy. Everyone wanted to have BI. Most of the companies were all about data analytics, the famous cubes of BI. So I had the opportunity to work with MicroStrategy, which is one of the biggest vendors of BI up to date. And when working with MicroStrategy, I had the opportunity to be working as a pre-sales consultant. So that way I got into the world of high tech. It was 16, 18 years ago. And it was wonderful because for me, it was being able to work with a lot of different customers and also work with data, understand their businesses. And one of my very first projects was with OXXO, which is one of the biggest retail stores here in Mexico. So that was some way to go into the industry. I really loved it. After maybe a year and a half of working with MicroStrategy, I had the opportunity to come and live in Mexico City. Actually from Monterrey up to the north of Mexico. So I had the opportunity to come to the city. And after maybe a year of working with MicroStrategy, I had the opportunity to join the Oracle team. Also, a pre-sales consultant, also in business intelligence, and I had one of the best schools in life back then, working with such a huge company. And well, I spent there almost 4 years. But not before switching sides, as we call it, because first I was pre-sales and then I had the opportunity to be an account executive. Since the very beginning, I've been working with many industries here in Mexico and LATAM, mostly retail. That's why I have this opportunity of being here, but also financial services, telco. So it's been quite a ride working with many awesome customers in Mexico and Latin America. afterwards, I had the opportunity of switching to a different aspect of high tech, because before it was mostly software. So I had the opportunity to work with NCR, which is a very big hardware vendor, software as well. But back then I had the opportunity to join the retail team. Also, I'm going back to pre-sales. And my first and most, biggest customer was working with the Walmart global team. So we had the opportunity of doing a very, very large project in Mexico, in which we convinced Walmart of changing all of its point of sales hardware from our competitor to NCR's. And it was a wonderful experience. I can say that I had the ride of my life, knowing Walmart to the depths, going to Bentonville, working with the customer on site for months, doing proof of concepts, demos, meetings. And it was, once again, an awesome and wonderful school to be there working with one of the largest retailers in the world. And then more recently, I had the opportunity of working with Qualtrics, which is a customer experience, employee experience vendor. During that part, I had the opportunity of once again switching from hardware now to software as a service. So I've had all different angles on high tech. And well, that's how, after all of those experiences, I had the opportunity to join MongoDB as a principal industry solutions for retail, given I have a little bit of experience in retail. And well, I have the opportunity of covering the whole Latin America right now in my position.
Excellent, excellent. Well, first of all, what an amazing experience that you've had through all of those companies, you know, for Oracle, NCR, Qualtrics. Hardware or software, which is harder?
I would say hardware.
Because I agree. Yeah,
you have to tinker with the machines, and you have to carry them. I believe that's one of the that's one of the things. When you have to show software, everything is on cloud now. But when you have to show hardware, for example, back then we were introducing self-checkout in Mexico, because maybe 5-6 years ago there were none. So we had to carry the whole self-checkout machine from place to place, demos, expos, and so I would say hardware.
hardware. From the physical constraints of hardware then were the harder part. Right. Yeah. I've been in both worlds as well, too. And I think hardware is a much harder space to occupy than software. You know, we can live deploy a fix in software and all of that sort of stuff. Hardware, it's very hard to debug, you know, who's the culprit, right? Yes. So, very, very hard. It's great to see so many people join us for this stream. you know, we've got people from South Africa, India, Brazil, as well too, Sao Paulo and Cameroon. So that's really good. Please do keep shout out. Let us know where you're coming from. From Mexico City, where you are, we've got Eduardo as well too. I'm not too sure if you know Eduardo Rodrigo, but he says hello. So
Most probably,
you join us. perfect. Look, I think the key thing, I suppose, in AI, before we get started with the presentation too, when did you first come across AI creeping its way into the retail solutions, et cetera? And, you know, was it there before you joined MongoDB too? Had you had some experience of kind of the impending AI-ization of everything?
I can tell you that the first time I heard about AI was back when I was in college. It was already a thing back then. Being in computer science, some of the most advanced courses were on AI, which at the time was mostly, you know, machine learning, algorithms. But when it really started to pick up, at least in our region, it was last year. It was like the boom of it. Creeping telco, retail, financial services, most of our customers were asking about it. But sideways, also the customer really wanted it, but didn't know what to do with it because they, well, I want to include AI. What about machine learning? But the first question we usually ask our customers is, what do you want to do with it? What is the service you want to get out of AI? So I believe it's been trendy in the last year, and I believe it's here to stay, but it has some considerations that everyone needs to account for when working with AI. So to your question, I've started hearing a lot of it during the last year.
Excellent. And so is AI in retail, before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, is it going to help me or is it going to make me spend more? Does it help me or does it help the retailer or both?
At the end, I believe that technology is, in this case, AI, is going to help us save money. But not in the way that, because some of the feelings is, well, AI is here, for example, to replace us. Not like that. It's going to refocus our teams, our personnel, our executives, everyone to do their jobs better. And sometimes, of course, we will have to maybe relocate some people, but to make them more efficient. I believe it's here to stay, is going to help us save costs. But at the beginning, we need to answer a few questions. Why do you want it? What do you want to do with it? And in the end, I think it will optimize resources and it will help you, of course, save costs. I believe that.
Excellent. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to being convinced of that as well, too. So, and look, we have a wide variety of audience joining us here on MongoDB TV, you know, from developers through to every other role in this space. I'm not too sure of our audience today who's familiar with retail, but your presentation, Rodrigo, is going to take us through kind of what AI can add to the retail experience. And then you have a demo of this in action towards the end as well. So why don't we get started in the presentation piece? And as I said earlier, anybody got any questions for Rodrigo as we make our way through this, please throw them in the chat. If we can answer them live while we're going through that, perfect. And if we don't get to them then during the conversation, we'll hopefully get to them towards the end as we wrap up as well too. So Rodrigo, the stage is yours. We'll bring up your screen here now and we'll get you started onto your presentation.
From this point on, our guest will share their screen. To watch the rest of this incredible conversation, go to our YouTube channel or access all our content at the Developer Center. MongoDB.com/developer.